Moving on with the program, it's now time to move on to the next topic. And I think it's one of the probably most important topics of this program. Towards the end of the year, we like to celebrate. We like to go out and enjoy and go to the beach. And there's a lot of people and it's the, basically the holiday season. We always think about how can I make safety better to my surroundings? We like to speak to one person, especially this time of the year, Zohar Dromi, and he is a speaker, he is a consultant and a trainer on intelligence, counterterrorism and other proactive security methods with more than 25 years of experience in his field. Good afternoon, Zohar, and thanks for joining us here on SBS Radio.
Good afternoon, Amit, and thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit first, maybe we'll start with that, because we are now in Hanukkah, and we are both living in Melbourne. We have Hanukkah in the park, which is an enormous event with lots of people. There's a potential of some threat. Am I right?
There is always a potential for something to happen, mostly because of the nature of our religious and other people's religious and the situation worldwide. We'll put that in context later on, I'm assuming. But yes, there is always a threat, but at the same time, we need to take things into perspective. And there are a few things that people can do to prevent or to alert the authorities if they see or hear something.
How can we avoid if we see something suspicious, if we walk and we see a bag on the floor? What do we do? Do we just ignore it or we have to tell to someone about it?
I think the basic rule is address the area like it's your home. And if you'll feel uncomfortable with something in your private home, then you'll do something, right? So if you're in an area that you feel like home because it's an event for the community or something like that, address it the same way. If you're feeling uncomfortable and you have a gut feeling that something is wrong, don't be afraid to take a picture, to record it, and then to report it to the authorities, to the police as soon as possible. The first thing you need to do, don't be afraid that you'll bother someone or anything like that. Just report, record, stay away, and that's pretty much it. I think that's the basic and most important rule.
And I think that nowadays it's pretty much easier to maybe identify a potential threat if it's online. There are tools, right, to identify if a threat is coming.
Yes, and authorities are working to find those people. Unfortunately, every now and then, those people still conducting an attack like the one in March in New Zealand, the massacre in the mosque, and there were a few others during the year and in previous years. But yes, authorities are monitoring the net to find manifests and people with extreme opinions and things like that. So there are arrests every now and then.
I remember in previous years we spoke about ISIS and the way they're threatening the world and lonely wolves, especially after October when the leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is now gone. Do you think that we'll see more threats in the near future, or is it something that's relaxing slowly?
Unfortunately, only yesterday there was an attack in Syria against a refinery performed by ISIS with drones. They caused quite a bit of damage over there. So the first answer is no, they're not going to disappear. And monitoring them throughout the year, because that's what I'm doing, they came back to the modus operandi of what they've done between the years of 2012 and 2014. They're still in Syria in smaller groups, regrouping, reorganizing, attacking small villages, taking extortion money and stuff like that. They are here to stay, unfortunately. Their internet presence is still very, very strong. They're still recruiting people, although they don't have a physical territory to go to. Then they're calling them to perform attacks elsewhere in their home countries, which Australia is one of them, unfortunately. And unfortunately, they're here to stay. And we saw attacks throughout the year, smaller ones in Africa, some of them in Europe. Some of them didn't even made it to the headlines, the media headlines. but they're here, unfortunately.
So do you think that in Australia it will remain pretty much the same, or do you think there are more things behind the scene that are being done to kind of give us more security? I mean, maybe installing more security cameras in the street that we're not aware of, or use of technology that we, the normal citizens, are not aware of it?
Yes, the authorities are doing everything they can to prevent future attacks. You can see every now and then in the CBD area in Melbourne that bollards are being placed in some places. The purpose is to prevent car ramming attacks like things that happen in Europe. So, authorities are doing a lot, especially on the web in that space. But as I said before, every now and then there will be someone that will won't be noticed by authorities, and that's when the public can make a huge difference. Just common sense and gut feeling and reporting to the police, I think that's an advantage that we have as a public to help the authorities.
Zara, I can also tell our listeners that you are taking part of a, I think it's called some security exhibit that you are participating in. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I participated in an expo, in Counterterrorism Expo last year. I'm going to probably participate in one, the same one in London this year, in 2020. And I'm always happy to speak about terror, counterterror measures and things like that, because I'm a great believer in training and sharing information, because I think that's one of the ways that we can help authorities to prevent an attack.
We have to open our eyes just to be more aware to our surroundings. So give us the information and we have to take it and make good use out of it. This is pretty much how it works.
Correct, because unlike previous centuries when a terror attack was conducted by a group of people organized with a lot of instructions, nowadays lone wolves, they live among us. People can see them, can hear them. Don't treat them as strangers, as people that you're trying to avoid. If you see something that is not normal in a behavior of a person, just report it. Make the decision easier, but make the decision, the authorities make the decision and not you. But if you can help the authorities, it's a great advantage.
That's it. And especially now, because it's Hanukkah and the end of the year, Christmas, high holidays, this is the time to be more aware to your surroundings. And you heard it here first here on SBS Hebrew. Zohar Dromi, I really appreciate your time. Once again, enjoy your holidays. And until next time, I really hope we'll be safe.
Zohar Dromi. I'm hoping nothing will happen. And happy Hanukkah to you and all the listeners.
Thank you so much.